Thanks for tuning in to Homilies at St. Mary's Catholic Center. We're glad you're here. This homily was given by Father Will Stratton, pastor of St. Mary's Catholic Center. Let's listen in.
Spoken from time to time about growing up in a small town. It's interesting, the older that I got, each time that a lot of times I would go back to the church I grew up in or back to the community, I would encounter or meet other people. And there was always, well, many times, the question, right? In a smaller town, you can do this. So what Stratton do you belong to? Oh, my father is Robert. Oh, you're Robert's son. This connection, many times, that was made about the father, right? Asking who my father was. Looking for a point of identity or of connection. Right, and for good or bad, we belong to our families. Whatever they have done or haven't done, whatever their history or their life is, we are connected to them. And many times we are identified by them. I can even remember one time coming home, I forget when it was, I was in the kitchen area for breakfast, and I was sitting there, and the phone rang. As my niece and nephew say, my parents still have one of those ancient phones. It hangs on the wall, still has a cord on it. So I was sitting right next to it, so I picked it up and answered the phone. And my aunt said, "Oh, hey, Robert, I want to talk to Linda." And so my voice sounded just like my father's. And she, in some sense, equated that voice when she heard it and thought or assumed that it was my dad. Again, there is this particular connection that we have to our parents, particular connection that we have to our family. And this particular connection that we have particularly to our father, to our parents, as we become them. What makes the Holy Family holy? Might be a great question to ask. And I think it's not because it was perfect, even though it had two sinless people part of it. What made the Holy Family holy was that Jesus was part of it. And not so much to the point that Mary and Joseph only focused on Jesus, on their children, on their child, but that Mary and Joseph allowed Jesus to reveal to them their Father, their Heavenly Father, right? They allowed Jesus to reveal to them their Heavenly Father, our Father. So how can we desire to be holy families, a holy community here at St. Mary's, to be a holy Catholic church? How can we allow Jesus Christ to come into our life, our reality, and reveal to us the love of the Father? And at the end of the gospel today, it said that God's favor was upon him. I spoke last weekend about when the angel Gabriel came to Mary, he had found favor with her. And of course, we become God's adopted children, and God finds favor in us as well, and desires for us to grow in wisdom and knowledge, to become strong, right? God desires for us to grow in an understanding of the love of our Heavenly Father. God, fathers know how to, or hopefully most fathers, know how to give good gifts to their children, or to give gifts to their children. Last Monday, we celebrated, again, Christmas. And St. Paul, in the second reading I spoke about a little bit, the homily in Christmas, said that grace entered the world. Grace is a free gift given to us that we may respond to our vocation, which is to be adopted children of God our Father. So our Heavenly Father gave us this great gift. He gave us this gift of His Son, of Himself in the flesh, His Word that incarnate that comes to live among us. So what a beautiful gift that our Father has given to us. God our Father has given to us His Son, Jesus Christ. How do we receive this gift into our family? How do we receive this gift into our life? How do we receive this grace into our life that we may, again, respond to the vocation to be adopted children, that we can be this child of Christ to our Heavenly Father in heaven? How can we respond? So this, again, I hope is we receive many graces from our family. We receive graces in our community. We receive graces from the sacrament, that we can see Jesus Christ as this gift that our Heavenly Father has given to us, that we may be united to Him. And again, hopefully these things will then come about, that again, we will hopefully begin to sound like our Father, that we will speak in a Christian way, that our words will be words of virtue, our words will be words of love and care, our words will be words of forgiveness, that when people hear us, they're like, wow, that sounds like a Christian. That sounds like Christ. That sounds like God. That we too then can be even equated. Hey, who's your Father? My Father is God. God in heaven. And that we also can be united to Him and see God as our Father. And others can identify us as children of God, right? And they can see and encounter again Christ, Christ's virtue in our life. So my hope is, as we go forward throughout this beginning of this new year, that we can allow Jesus to point to the Father in our life. That we can allow Jesus to bring us to God our Father. That we not be afraid to meet God our Father. That we not be afraid to live and to learn from Him. Number two, I'm going to borrow this from the wedding homily yesterday. We as a family are united because we all love God. So yes, each person in the family is different, the husband, the wife, the children, but there is a unity in the family if we are all doing one thing. If we are all seeking to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, we are unified as a family. Even though we might have different roles, even though we may have different responsibilities, even though we might have different personalities and characteristics, we as a family can be united to God. We can be united together because we all seek to know the Father and to follow the Father. And how beautiful, again, this is how churches are unified. This is how our community here at St. Mary's is unified, because we all seek to do one thing, which is to know the Father, to allow Jesus to bring us to the Father, and to follow Him in our daily life. So we can recognize all of our differences. We can recognize all of our different viewpoints. We can recognize all different ways of doing things, and there's many ways to accomplish things. Maybe there isn't one perfect way. But as Christians, we have to be united in one thing, and that is whom we follow. To be united in whom is our Father, which is God our Father, and to accept the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ, and let Him throughout this year bring us to our Father.
Thanks for listening. We pray that this homily brought you closer to Christ and His church. To learn more about St. Mary's mission to form apostles for the church and the world, please visit aggiecatholic.org today. Thanks, God bless, and giggle.